Kitchen Shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, where there is never a dull moment.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn from the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. In business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367, online at gatewaypi.net, or email me, tim at gatewaypi.net.
Happy Holidays, St. Louis, from the Home Loan Expert team. Santa might only come once a year, but the Home Loan Expert is here all year round, delivering lower mortgage rates on better loans with customer service that no one can match. This year, we have the hottest gift on the market, a cash-out refinance. During the holiday season, the bills really pile up. Don't let all the partying and gift-giving end up on those high-interest rate credit cards. Apply for your cash-out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
No time for breakfast and no time to be hungry? No problem. Stop by Chick-fil-A any Tuesday this month and grab a delicious hash brown scramble bowl with nuggets on the house. Serve till 10:30 at participating St. Louis locations. Limit one per guest while supplies last.
Seniors Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've
turn it up.
Listen in your right. Car or your underwear. Make opinions on the air.
Bum, 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 bum. So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're
full of chat and we're full of chit.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, hey, that's my buddy. That's my buddy Sean Connery. We're good friends.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, man, good to hear from you, Sean. Tried to call his house again just now. He's still not home. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 19th edition. Opinions Playhouse brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. The joke will be brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. And I am, man, I'm so glad whatever we were talking about earlier reminded me. I almost just slid right through Christmas and forgot a couple of our jokes that we only tell just before we leave for Christmas. We have one of them today. But first,
hey!
Round of introductions. We have a full house today at the control board, direct from Birmingham, England. That's right. He's practically royalty. He is Trevor Limey. Philip, say hello to anyone.
Hello, everyone and anyone out there, and God save the Queen.
Oh, boy. It wouldn't sound right coming from anyone else but that voice, that accent. As we go around counterclockwise, the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
All right, I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel. And you can get a complimentary second opinion from Mark
you
and
can?
Jason. Yes.
Wow.
Free. It's free. Complimentary means free on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Why didn't we all at the same time do it so slowly?
I don't know.
That was weird.
Yeah.
It's setting like the mood.
Mark and Jason.com.
Just a few moments ago, mere moments ago, you heard a newscast done very well, very professionally, because the man that did it is a newscaster, but wait, he's so much more. That's right. He is, as they would, well, in England, he'd be a private dick. Here, he's just a public dick.
Oh, goodness.
Tim, well, you are, because you're a dick is detective, and you are on the air. So you're public with your detective work. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
I think Frank's subliminally telling me what he thinks of my personality.
No.
I think so. Gateway Investigations is my company. We've been in business for 10 years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. One of the things that a lot of St. Louisans have problems with is they sue people, but then the sheriff can't get them served. They can't find people that they're trying to sue. Well, my company specializes in that, and for $75, we have a no-service, no-fee guarantee. If you've sued somebody and you can't find them and the sheriff can't find them, email me. We'll find them, and we won't charge you unless we do find them. Email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right, there's nothing I hate worse than getting sued and they can't get the paperwork to me. I hate that. Not getting served. That drives me crazy. He's the guy on the road. He's the new age Charles Kuralt. He's Charles Osgood. He's everything, all of that and more rolled into this guy, Bill Cleveland, as in BillOnTheRoad.com. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Sometimes when Bill goes to those book signings, he needs security.
Mm-hmm.
He's famous, and Hebe is there, and you never know who he is. He's always undercover. Nobody has ever seen what Hebe Jimenez looks like. Bernice is in heaven. And I do remember what Rat Boy looked like. Sorry.
Oh,
I remember he used to say this.
Cheese.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
maybe the new year will hold something positive for us, Amrath.
Dan, hold that positive thought.
I will.
That's a great thought. The new year will bring forth positive new news about the whereabouts of Rad Boy.
Yeah.
Till then, we just enjoy the things in life we can enjoy, like great polka music, provided by these guys, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. We're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. You folks who are out there who are so loyal, I actually believe we might have more listeners now that we've moved than we had before. I'm not kidding. Just based on email and all the people who are listening through the app, and it's lots of people. Ooh, which reminds me, I got to make a note of a great story. Hang on here. Let me write one.
And while you're writing that down, I want to remind people, too, that they can catch us on HD if you have HD radio. It's 105.
A lot of people have it, don't know they have it.
Yeah, 105.7.2.
HD2.
And you can catch us on that.
You know how yesterday I talked about ESPN, the president of ESPN resigned. He's 61 years old, a guy named John Skipper, because he had a substance abuse problem. You might have heard that in the newscast yesterday.
Right.
So I wondered how ESPN would be different, if at all, today. And it's been on in the studio here since I came in at 3 o'clock. And I cannot believe this. You know, have you ever heard the phrase boot and rally?
Yes.
What does it mean to you, Limey?
No. Throw up and then go drink some more.
Right.
I've never heard that.
You boot and rally.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually showed a highlight today, and they kept repeatedly playing this over and over and over, of this large African-American woman sitting behind the Atlanta Hawks bench in the NBA. And as they're having like a team timeout, this woman leans forward, and she boots and rallies.
Yeah,
and,
really?
And you know, like, you know what, if you're going to do it, you know, just kind of let it go, right? Not this gal. She puts her hand like up to her mouth, like that's going to hold it, right? And it just comes flying out, and it lands all behind the Hawks. But they kept showing this over and over and over again. And then I kept wondering, there's the boot. But is there a rally? I kept waiting for the rally video where she picks up the beer and starts drinking again. You know, they only showed the boot, not the rally. So that's how the networks changed in one day, Frank.
So that it means just you drink, throw up, and then drink some more?
Yes.
That's what it, that's all it is?
Yep.
Boot and rally.
Boot and rally.
Boot and rally. That's not Chuck's boots. That's just that's not a Chuck's boot.
No. Boot and rally. I'll tell you something. This is the learning show because I'm not ashamed to admit it was not 3 months ago, 4 months ago, I didn't know what doppelganger was. I didn't know what that meant. And there were some people that went, what? You don't know what that? And other people went, I don't know what it is either. So I've learned so much. I'm a much better and smarter person for having been on this show and being part of this, as we all are, I'm sure. Brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Look, there's certain things everybody has to have. Most people have to have a car. Most people have to have a doctor. Most people have to have electricity. You got to have heat. And you don't have to have air conditioning. You could live without it. You could. Most people choose not to. Most people can afford not to. But heat's another matter. You can sweat and towel off and get a cold rag. But when it's cold and your heat's not working, boy, there's just not much worse than just being really cold. And not to mention that pipes freeze and, bad stuff happens. So, most people have to have a heating and cooling company. There's somebody you have to call because no heating and cooling system is built to last as long as you're going to live. Unless you're 92. If you're 92 and you put in a system, I think they could safely say, this system will last your entire life. For the rest of your life. Otherwise, it's got a, like anything, it's got a life expectancy. So till the time is up and you have to replace it, why don't you keep it going as long as you can? You need a good heating and cooling company. We have one. Matheny. You just need to be in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. That's it. No business, no residence, too large or too small, and there's nothing they are not qualified to work on. You will love this recommendation. You will thank us for this, and you will never want to call anybody else because I'm guessing you have used other people, all of you, at some point. And unless you're just flipped out, head over heels, crazy about them, and maybe you think you are because you haven't had Matheny come out, then how about making the next appointment with Matheny? Family business, 76 years, Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Larry Connors comes on right after we go off, 6 o'clock. A couple of things Larry will be kicking around. It has been almost a year, this is really hard to believe, since President Trump took the oath of office. And there are many federal buildings who still don't have his picture up. It's because they're federal employees who don't like him. I'm not going to comment on that, but Larry will. Also, it looks like they're probably going to pass this tax plan. And Larry's going to have a tax expert join him tonight, answer your questions about how this will affect you and your family. And he's finally doing a story on Kim Kardashian. I don't ever talk about the Kardashians. I think they're skanks and just slutty. I think they're talentless skanks and just I don't understand how people have made them rich. But it looks like political correctness is biting Kim in the behind, and she's got a big one to bite into. It's hurting her, and I'm not the least bit sad over it, but Larry will explain what that's all about. That's Larry Connors, USA. He's on right after us. It is a terrific program, and he works very hard at it. So if you haven't heard it, just keep the radio right where it is, 590, The Fan. I feel bad for anybody who wasn't listening in the first hour, because Dan Strauss did something he only does once a year. He sang Reindeer Rock.
Yep.
And it's a tradition. And if you missed it, that'll just teach you to not wait too late to jump in here and put us on the air. Be there at 3 o'clock.
They can it's podcast over. You, it.
Oh. Oh, they can. They can go to the they podcast. Can, that yeah. is true. That right. is true. But you won't hear it live again for another year. As we get to the end of the year, I don't do this often, and I probably don't do it enough and don't spend enough time doing it when I do. But I will tell you, if you are a business, a service, you have a product, and you'd like to advertise on this show, and you'd like for me to speak with you, not with you and for you, all you have to do is email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. The advertisers I speak for have been on this show. The average is 8 years. 8 years. I know. Ooh, ah.
Wow.
Ooh, ah. Longest running one is Thompson Price, 22 years. Londoff, I think, 14 years. There's a reason
They're here. And I know there are people in cars right now, and you run a business, you own a business, or you're the decision maker about advertising, and you are wasting advertising money, and you're having a tough time finding out what's working and what's not working, or is anything you're doing working. You will know if this works because people will come to your business and say, I'm AM in the PM, or they'll call you and say, and you'll know where you're getting the business, and you will get it from this show if you and I decide to do business together. And the reason I say that, it's not uncommon for me to say I can't help you, because there are certain businesses you just cannot successfully advertise on the radio. They're either too visual or too complicated or require too much explanation. You know, if you're selling hamburgers, it's, you go, hey, here's a place to get hamburgers. Everybody knows what that is. But if it's because it's very complicated, I don't like to have to do it, but I'll just say, boy, I'd love to have your business, but I can't help you. But if I think this show can help your business and you're willing to let it do what it does given enough time, and you don't go, well, it's been 2 weeks, my business hasn't doubled, I'm off. I'm not interested in that. You contact me, we'll talk. We could we would welcome a couple of new advertisers that I would speak for. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. A friend of mine got a book that somebody sent him, I guess, for Christmas, and it's, you know what the Robb Report is? Does anybody know what that is?
I spell it. I've heard of it.
Did you ever see the Robb Report? R-O-B-B. It's a magazine for wealthy people. It's expensive cars, expensive jewelry, watches. It costs about like $20. It's a magazine, but it's all rich people stuff. Well, this, I thought I'd seen everything in the Robb Report. This was a hard, it looked almost like a high school yearbook. And he hands it to me, and it's got a W on the cover. I don't know what that stood for, and I wish I'd had him save it. I just talked to him yesterday, and I said, I'd like to use that book and talk about it on the air. And he said, I pitched it. And it's nothing but watches, but it's a beautifully hard-bound, not too thick, I guess catalog would be the word, of the most expensive watches in the world that you can buy, and you can actually buy them and order them. The most expensive watch in this book was $4.5 million. Now I'm gonna tell you something. That's nothing but jewelry. You're buying emeralds, diamond. That's not a watch.
I'd be afraid to wear it.
Yeah. Well, you remember what I told you about Rafael Nadal, the tennis player?
Oh.
He plays tennis. He's left-handed.
Yeah.
He wears his watch on his right hand, and every match he wears one of his watches. The least expensive is $500,000. The most expensive is almost $1 million. And I've gone online, I've looked at close-up. There's a guy who designs these watches for him. He only makes, like, I don't know, 50 of each one. And he sells them all. He sells all of it at $500,000, $750,000. But a $4.5 million, and I'm looking through this book, he's a watch for $3 million, $2 million, but $4.5 million. And somebody actually buys them. It's like that. Tim had that story about the, and it's a wonderful thing, that baseball player giving that mansion away by Branson. I heard Tim say what kind of money that guy made. Holy mackerel, it's a lot of money.
I can't believe people still use, I mean, with the phones and everything, that people still wear watches.
Oh, I like a watch.
I do.
I do. I wear a watch because I'm old, and I like it. You know, I'm not so old that I carry a pocket knife and a handkerchief everywhere, but I like a watch.
I feel
weird.
I like
the feel of a watch. Yeah, I do too.
If I forget my watch and I'm, that's like, oh.
I always laugh at Mike Matheny, the Cardinals manager, because he wears this big fat watch. You know, there's clocks all over the stadium.
Oh, right? I know.
You need one, you know. It just looks odd with a baseball uniform, but he wears one.
I grew up, my dad and my uncles, every guy around me had a watch. It was a big, when I was a kid, my very first watch, real watch, like man watch, not a Davy Crockett watch or Mickey Mouse watch, but a real watch, was a Waltham, Waltham. I still remember this. They bought it, my parents bought it when we were visiting my grandmother in Akron, Ohio. And I don't remember if it was for Christmas, or I just remember when I opened it, I thought, oh my goodness, I have a man watch. I have a real watch. It doesn't have a cartoon character on it. It's a watch with a leather band. wow, was I proud of that watch. Right. So I still like watches.
Right now I'm wearing a Timex, and when you push the button in, it glows.
Ooh. And you know what? It's as good a watch and will keep as good a time as the $4.5 million watch.
There was a
probably better. Yeah.
There was a football player who passed away, sadly, a few years ago. He was a punter in the National Football League. His name was Reggie Roby. He played college ball at Iowa, and I remember he played for the Redskins. And he used to punt with a watch on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Why would you need to wear a watch on an NFL football field?
But that's not as hard on it as playing tennis.
Well, if you have to tackle somebody.
He's got to, those punters have to run down the field, Frank.
Well, that's, you know what? That's true. If he gets that, that's a good point. They could tear that watch apart. I don't watch The Voice, but last night.
Oh.
I didn't even mean to. They're down to four, and tonight's the finale. I'm going to tell you something. I'll be watching. These people are really, really good. There's, hang on here. I
that guy that does country that's on Blake's team.
His name is Red Marlowe.
He is a country singer. That guy.
But I'm going to tell you something. This is I've never seen on any of these shows, American Idol, the kind of talent they have now with these four or five. Chloe Kohansky is beyond belief. Addison Agen, A-G-E-N, I guess that's how you pronounce it. Brooke Simpson and Red Marlowe tonight, the finale. And this is a show that, to me, you didn't have to watch all the previous eliminations to appreciate these people at the finale. In fact, I'd rather just watch last night and tonight. I don't really care about all the okay and leaving the show this week, and then there's that dramatic boom, boom, and they all look around and they do that ridiculous pause. Gladys Thompson, and they cry and hug, and this has been the greatest thing in my life, and I thank you for the experience, and I don't need all that. I'm ready for tonight, and I haven't watched this show in 2 or 3 years, but wow, wait, these people will blow you away. Anything else that I want to make sure? The guy who does on this station, 590, the Maggie O'Brien's commercial. He says his name, but I can't. Andy McVeigh or something like that. I got to tell you something. He actually really does a good job. Usually, maybe not always, but a lot of times when people do their own commercials, they're horrible. They're terrible. They shouldn't be doing it. This guy, I think, is one of the owners of Maggie O'Brien's, and I think he does a good job.
Yeah.
And I'm just pointing that out because it's kind of rare when people record their own commercials and it, is listenable. I think he does okay. All right. The joke is brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. I see a lot of these, especially on TV now, they're advertising these. You can see who's at your door and these inexpensive camera things. They're okay, but they are not in any way a replacement for what Gateway Lock and Security Cameras does. It's the difference between professional grade install by professionals and amateurs. It's the difference between ultra high definition and an okay video. And the difference between dependable capturing of the image on a DVR and maybe you'll get it and maybe you won't. Thing might work sometimes, might not some others, in that do-it-yourself stuff. These people are in the serious security business. If you're ready to have it done right and have real cameras, I mean a real security system put in. Remember the number. This year, one out of every three homes or businesses that has a package delivered will have one stolen. It's a big problem. These people run up and grab these packages, and they see them at the door, and they probably watch the house. They know somebody's at work. They're not home. I'll just go grab the package. It's probably a Christmas present, something nice. I'll just take it. We got to stop that, and you will stop it if you have security cameras installed by Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. You'll either prevent it because they'll see these cameras and know they're not some rinky-dink thing somebody bought at Walgreens or off television, or if they're stupid enough to go ahead and do it, you got them. You got them. And you got everything around them, wide angle. If it's dark, they have night vision cameras that'll capture the image of the person clearly up to 50 feet away in pitch black darkness. And they're doing a lot of proximity cards and keyless entry. They are Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. GatewayLockandSecurity.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
As Dan knows, and probably Bill, there are three Christmas jokes. Now, we have 2 days, today and tomorrow. I'll probably do a bonus joke tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But there are three jokes we tell every year, the last 3 days before we break for the holidays. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I mean, I'm not going to be here Thursday. So I have today and tomorrow. I'll probably give you a bonus joke tomorrow to get these three in. This, to me, is probably my favorite of the three that we always tell before we leave for Christmas. And it's a story of a traveling salesman who's driving through a small southern town in the deep south. It's a nice little town, almost like a movie set it could be, kind of like Back to the Future, you know, where little McFly family would live. And he notices nativity scenes. This is a town in the deep south. They don't care about what's politically correct. They have nativity scenes. They have them all over town. They have them in schools and churches. And he starts to notice not only are they spectacular and life-size, but there's an odd thing about this nativity scene he's looking at in front of this big old colonial house. The wise men, three wise men, are wearing firemen's hats. And he's never seen this before. He's just thought, wow, that is really strange. So he keeps driving through town. He's looking for a place to eat. And he comes on another nativity scene. This one is in front of a school. And it's spectacular. Life-size animals, life-size baby Jesus, Mary. And again, the three wise men have on firemen's hats. Now he's really puzzled. So he's driving around trying to find somebody walking along that he can stop. And as he's driving, he sees yet another nativity scene. This one is in front of a post office. Beautifully done. And yes, the three wise men all have on firemen's hats. So finally, he sees a guy walking down the street, and he pulls up in the car, rolls down the window, and says, "Excuse me. You live here?" And the guy says, "I've lived here my entire life. How can I help you?" He says, "Well, I don't live here. I'm just traveling through. You got a beautiful little town here, but I don't understand something. These nativity scenes in this town, the wise men, they all have firemen's hats on." He goes, "Yes, they do. Just as the good book points out." And he says, I'm sorry? He says, "Sir, you must not be a Christian man." He says, "Now, wait a minute. I consider myself..." He said, "Well, you've read your Bible? I don't think you have." He says, "Well, I haven't read the entire Bible. What are you getting at here? What's that got to do with the wise men having firemen's hats on?" He says, "Well, it is plain in the Bible, and it states clearly when it talks about the wise men, it says, 'And they came from afar.'"
All righty, let's check traffic now. Here's Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Chick-fil-A, a stalled tractor trailer westbound 70 at Route Z, accident northbound 170 at 70, stall westbound 44 past 141, accident westbound 270 at Lilac, a washdown westbound 270 east of 170, medical emergency westbound 364 past the Veterans Bridge, traffic incident reported southbound 270 near Olive, southbound 55, your heavy rounding the bend past the brewery, eastbound 64 delays between 157 and 159, and roadwork jams north and south down 55 at Illinois 143. No time for breakfast and no time to be hungry? No problem. Stop by Chick-fil-A any Tuesday this month. Grab a delicious hash brown scramble bowl with nuggets on the house. Serve till 10:30 at participating St. Louis locations. Limit one per guest while supplies last. I'm Tory Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details. Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Happy Holidays, St. Louis, from the Home Loan Expert team. With home values continuing to skyrocket and mortgage interest rates near their all-time low, this year's hottest gift is a cash-out refinance from thehomeloanexpert.com. This year, don't let all the gift-giving and parties end up on the credit cards. A cash-out refinance is the way to go. Imagine all the smiles on those little boys and girls' faces when they find out that you refinanced and got a lower rate at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. I don't even know. I think this might have been their only hit. Bottle of Wine.
Yeah.
And when you hear it, it means we have made contact with the man out west, Mike Evans. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market next door. I put in my order yesterday. I believe, no, let's see, what's today? Yesterday. Put in my order for some stuff for the weekend of Christmas. A great big beef tenderloin and some shrimp and a couple other things. We're going to have a feast and we'll pretend it was cooked in our house. It's all coming from the Smokehouse. Of course, Annie Gunn's Restaurant, you need a reservation for dinner because it's a really great restaurant and very popular. You just need to know that and that they're closed only on Monday. And both of them, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse, are east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards are a great idea to either or both. And now from the Coachella Valley, here is Mike Evans.
Hey!
Little beverage.
You know, when you always say Homer, how's it doing, Homer? I never thought of this till just now. When I was in grade school, our superintendent of schools in Hardin County, Tennessee, little hillbilly hick sticks town, was named Homer Snodgrass.
Wow.
Oh, now, get out
I'm
going to
tell you, the kids had a heyday with
Snodgrass.
This guy. They had a heyday with his name. He was our superintendent of schools, Homer Snodgrass.
What a name.
What a horrible name. Terrible. Jeez. How you doing?
Good.
And a very happy Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Hanukkah week to everybody. Pop quiz theme this week. What kind of car celebrities drive? Today, name the name of the celebrity who drives a two-seater electric Tango. I've never heard, heard of
electric
this vehicle.
Tango?
Two-seater electric Tango. And it's this person's main vehicle. George Clooney, Tina Fey, Steve Martin, Johnny Galecki. Answer in just a minute. Holy Holly Berry.
Yeah.
So by now you know that Holly Berry has broken up with her most recent boyfriend, Alex the Kid. But remember, Holly has dated Eddie Murphy, Brad Pitt, Kevin Costner, John Legend, at least another dozen other dudes. And she's been married to David Justice, Oliver Martinez, Eric Benet. She also lived with and had a baby with Gabriel Aubrey. I'm sorry.
That's a lot of guys.
And domestic violence that include police visits to some of these relationships, including many to the David Justice and Holly when they were married. No wonder Holly has the reputation of a maintenance problem, but I still say the most beautiful woman with 11 toes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the guy she just split from?
Here it comes.
No. What's his name?
Oh, Alex the Kid.
I would have named that guy Billy. Billy the Kid. Yeah. That's what I'd have named him.
Why would you do that? I've never heard of such a thing.
Billy the Kid? Are you kidding me?
Yes,
Billy the Kid.
I'm kidding you.
Which foot has six toes?
Six toes.
Right, the right foot.
I know this because I took a tour of her house one time when she was married. She's married to
now. No, I'm serious.
Right.
No, I'm serious.
Married to David Justice.
She's married to David Justice, and I lived in Kentucky.
They lived in two places.
Are you telling the story? Or am I?
Holy cow! Yeah, now we got it. Bring it on.
I wanted to ask you which house they lived in. Buckhead, and they also had a place in started with a D.
Buckhead.
neither one, Holmes. It was in Cincinnati.
Where was this?
It was in Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
David Justice, she was one of the two. Was from? I think David Justice was from Cincinnati. He was a baseball player, and then they went out to California and used to be able to take tours of their homes. And they talked about that giving the tour of her home, that the right shoes.
Which foot?
The right one. It was a little wider than the her shoes were because you got to go into her shoe closet.
Oh man!
Doesn't that mean that at some point back in the day, like her parents were cousins or something?
If they'd
be that's what I'm thinking.
I've been embarrassed to see a tour of Halle Berry's house to look at her shoes.
I would too. Tim? What kind of? Why is there a tour of her house? I don't get that.
Don't knock licking a strange woman's shoe until you've tried it.
Licking? Okay.
What are you talking about, lady?
You know what? Suspend him.
Hey, Woogie. Something. About Mary.
I went in.
No, you're in timeout.
David Justice.
Did you smell her toilet seat?
Well, yeah. Of course I did.
Mike and Tim, listen to this because Dan Strauss will confirm this. The station. I take that back. When we were at the other station. Mm-hmm. We had somebody who worked there who frequented a place on the east side.
Oh,
now, on the east side are all Dan knows what I'm going to tell you.
I do, too.
Are all the strip joints and lap dance places. This guy was over there and told one of these strip lap dancers where he worked, that he worked at, and he named the station where we just came from. She said, oh, you're in the media. Maybe you know. And she proceeded to name somebody who is well known in St. Louis on TV and radio, and she said, oh, he comes in here all the time. He buys our dirty socks.
Yep.
He paid these girls for their dirty, sweaty socks when
nasty.
They're finished.
Yep.
Yeah,
get
no
much more
kidding.
Nasty than that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Tim,
by the way,
when he was playing with the Atlanta Braves, they lived in Buckhead and another place, Dunbar, I can't remember the name, but I'm sure they had more than one home. Holly's always had a house in Hollywood, too, so I was just, trying to clear it up. I don't know why I got so defensive
Buckhead.
About it.
No, I didn't get defensive. I was just trying to tell
Buckhead.
My story.
I think this is ending peacefully.
It was a great story. Was her right shoe a little wider, and you smelled it. Oh, that was great.
This is... This is an example, an example of two guys who almost had a feud, but they didn't, and now everything is okay.
I don't tell many people this, but Tim's my hero.
I get that a lot.
Happy holiday.
Love Nuggets. And the hits just keep on coming. You probably heard NBC has paid at least one woman to go away after telling officials that Chris Matthews sexual harassed her. And scoop is there's at least one more woman coming forward. What's funny is this whole thing broke yesterday afternoon, and they paid her $40,000. Chris Matthews goes on the air today and didn't even bring it up, doesn't act like he's ignored it.
I saw something on the news today about Matt Lauer about chasing some woman around and.
Well, there's all kinds.
Matt's got a dozen.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Now, this is a ridiculous rumor. I'd be interested to get Tim's thought on this. No, seriously. I mean, he has a legal law detective background. You know,
mm-hmm. Private eye.
Mm-hmm. Private eye.
Snoop Dogg is saying that he may run for public office.
I hope so.
Which I find very odd, since Snoop is a twice convicted felon, transportation of drugs for sales, and multiple gun possession. Also was on trial for murder. He can't vote, but he can run for public office? How's that work?
I think you're right. I don't think he can either.
I think he had those charges thrown against him, but I don't think he was ever found guilty of those felonies.
Well,
he was found guilty. He pleaded guilty to two felonies, guns and drug running.
He
pleaded guilty to two felonies.
I don't think
the murder charge was dropped when the murder charge was dropped when the witnesses did not testify against him.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Well.
All right, here you go. Movie news. Can you believe they're doing a remake of A Star Is Born?
As I call it,
A Star Is Boring.
Real quick, Michael, Sullen can't run for president, though. There's nothing that precludes a convicted felon from running for president.
Really?
Right.
Preclude. That's a nice word.
Right.
No kidding.
Wow.
Are you serious?
You can't run for president.
The Constitution says that the Senate has the power to disqualify persons who have been impeached from holding federal office, but there's no mention of the simple word felon disqualifying a person from being elected president.
Wouldn't that be something if that guy became president? President Dog.
Wow.
This new remake of A Star Born, Bradley Cooper will star and direct, and opposite him, Lady Gaga.
Oh.
And the original
Cooper
movie.
And the Gaga.
Original movie, Chris Christopherson was in, correct?
Yeah, with
and Robert Streisand.
Trivia, do you remember who Streisand wanted and couldn't get?
Tom Selleck.
Robert
Elvis
Redford.
Presley. Elvis Presley.
Elvis.
Hmm. And the Colonel would not let him do it. And he really wanted a meaty, serious role instead of that goofy stuff he did. And the Colonel wouldn't let him do it.
Is he still dead, Elvis Presley?
He's still dead.
No, he lives in Kansas City.
That's right.
I had a chance to interview him about Star Is Born, too.
Oh, boy.
That's something that if you had on tape would be worth something. That's why
I'll play it for you. I'll play it. This is the part where I had just asked Elvis. I said, E, because that's what I called him. I said, E, is it true you were offered the starring role in A Star Is Born? Here's what he said. That's the truth, man. But the Colonel will let me do it. I must be mad, too. I'm mad as hell.
Wow.
He was not happy.
Snoop Dogg's real last name, by the way, is Broadus. It'd be President Broadus.
Broadus.
Calvin Broadus.
Cordozar is his actual first name. Cordozar Broadus.
What kind of a name is that?
Are you kidding me? I thought it was Calvin.
I changed my name to Snoop Dogg, too.
Okay. Yeah, no, absolutely.
His name is Cordozar Calvin Broadus Jr.
So it is Calvin.
So it is Calvin.
Calvin's the middle name.
That's right.
Makes sense why he went by that.
Also in this Star Is Boring movie is Dave Chappelle, Sam Elliott, and Andrew Dice Clay.
Andrew Dice Clay?
I can't stand him.
As Nancy Kerrigan would say, why?
Andrew Dice Clay, my favorite nursery rhyme of his was, there was an old lady who lived in a shoe. She had so many kids, her uterus fell out.
Oh! How about Jack?
I think it's funny probably when he does it.
Yeah, probably.
I was going to do Jack and Jill.
I thought it was funny, Dan.
Oh.
I thought it was funny, and Tim is my hero. That's I'm just making the statement today.
Thank you.
I can't believe a colonel would let me do that movie, man.
What's wrong with your voice?
I want a serious movie.
I think the recording's still on.
I forgot to turn the recorder off.
Anyway.
No.
Speaking of why in the world is Oprah getting the Golden Globe Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award?
Because she said she wanted it?
Yeah.
I guess.
When Orca speaks, Orca gets what she wants.
Oh, my God.
Orca Winfrey.
This award has been given to Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, Clint Eastwood. I mean, Oprah? Lifetime Cecil B. DeMille. This is for making movies. I don't get it.
Yeah, well.
See, Dan can say that because that's fat on fat crime. If Dan was skinny, he'd be a jerk. But since he's got a gut, and since I could do that too, that's just fat on fat crime.
Well, hold on. You're saying Dan Strauss has a gut?
Yeah, he does. He can't see it, but it's there.
Oh my goodness! This is the meanest show we've ever had.
It is.
I can't believe a colonel would have been like I'm moving.
The recording's still really on. You must hit the button.
Let me turn it off. And finally,
heads up, Cruiser's working on the Times Square ball drop, and they're having problems with the circuits and power grids. They think they'll get it fixed. I would tell you what, don't ever go there. It is horrible.
I would never.
Oh, no.
I can't
and
even
finally.
Imagine.
Oh, wow. Who drives a two-seater electric Tango car? George Clooney, Tina Fey, Steve Martin, Johnny Galecki.
I'm going to go with Steve Martin.
I'm going to say Clooney.
That's such a nerd car. I got to say Johnny Galecki.
I'll say Johnny Galecki also, yeah.
I will go Steve Martin also.
He has a limousine when he's in town, but when he's on his Italy ranch... and a winery, George Clooney tools around in his two-seater electric tank. Have a great day, Mike Evans!
All right.
That was underwhelming. That was underwhelming.
I guess. Yeah. Who's Johnny? Who the heck is Johnny Galecki?
Big Bang Theory.
No idea.
Oh, okay, that's why I don't.
He was the son on Roseanne.
He
right?
was all, and we were talking about Christmas Vacation.
Oh, right.
He was Rusty in the second Vacation movie.
Oh, he was.
Okay. Yes.
Johnny Galecki.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That's right.
I know who that is.
And European Vacation.
No, the Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
Anthony Michael Hall was in the first one. He was the second one.
Yeah.
Wow. Anthony Michael Hall was the best Rusty.
Yeah, I think.
That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Mondays, and gift cards are a great idea. Here's another great idea. You're in pain. Certainly foot pain, but it could be other pain. It could be knee pain, back pain, neck, head bone connected to the thigh bone. You know how that goes? The whole body's kind of connected, so because of the fact that you're not walking correctly and the distribution of weight is uneven, the pain could actually manifest itself somewhere other than your feet. This brings me to Good Feet. It's a store. They don't sell shoes. They sell inserts or arch supports, whichever you want to call them. They're all over the country. We have two in the St. Louis area. And I get emails. I will tell you, honestly, I never expected this account to stay on the air with me more than about a year. They have been on for 10 years or something. I thought this is going to be a tough sell, getting people to go in and buy inserts. But it hasn't been. Because they work for a lot of people. Not everybody. I don't ever want anybody to misinterpret what I'm saying and say that, well, if you have pain, this will get rid of it. In some cases, you just have to have surgery or whatever. But for thousands of people who thought they were going to have surgery or be on pain medication for the rest of their lives, they have found relief in a simple insert, arch support, at Good Feet. Why don't you go in? They'll ask you where the pain is. They'll take a little imprint of your foot. You don't have to take your socks off. That's the good news if you have ugly feet. And they will know from looking at that where to start work. And in a few minutes, hopefully, they will try one of these that is the answer you've been looking for and the relief from that pain. The Good Feet stores. Give it a try. You don't need an appointment. Two locations, Olive, just west of 270, Caddy Corner, across from TGI Fridays. and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. The Good Feet Store is goodfeetstlouis.com.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Happy holidays, St. Louis, from the Home Loan Expert team. Santa might only come once a year, but the Home Loan Expert is here all year round, delivering lower mortgage rates on better loans with customer service that no one can match. This year, we have the hottest gift on the market, a cash-out refinance. During the holiday season, the bills really pile up. Don't let all the partying and gift-giving end up on those high-interest rate credit cards. Apply for your cash-out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Dashing through the snow, doodly, one horse open, swiftly, o'er the fields we go, oh, laughing all the way.
Yeah!
Bells on bobtails ring a little, making
it's no reindeer rock.
What fun it is to laugh.
Crank it up. As a professional yodeler, I like
jingling a bells, jingling a bells, jingle all the way, little oh, what a fun little is, doodle waddle in a one horse open sleigh. Jingling a bells, jingling a bells, jingle all the way.
Boy, a little of that goes a long way. Yeah, it really does.
This is the lead into Larry Connors.
Yeah, it's the new Larry Connors theme.
Larry Connors.
Okay, thank you.
That's the song they play when they're looking for dirty socks over in the Western Illinois Business District.
And he wasn't the one, by the way. It wasn't Larry Connors.
I wasn't Larry Connors. Larry likes clean socks.
I'll tell you who it was off here.
Oh, you got it. Yeah.
You won't be surprised.
Hey, we're about out of time here. I want to thank you for being with us.
Cam
and hopefully
Jansen.
With us tomorrow. Okay. You got him. If you get a chance, please. Oh, man, he's going to beat you up. If you get a chance, thank a police officer.